This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, Joe Ogilvie has played professional golf since 1996. Joe won the 2007 U.S. Bank Championship and announced a couple of weeks ago that last week's Wyndham Championship would be his last on tour. He is retiring. It's a pleasure to welcome Joe Ogilvie to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Nobody quits the traveling circus. When did you first start thinking about this?
It was actually, I've been married now 13 years. Got married in 2000, almost 13 years. I'm married in 2001. And when I got married, my wife and I just kind of said, look, 28 years old, we'd like to start having a family. If that happens pretty quick, you know, right around when I'm 40, my daughter, my son or daughter, whatever they're going to be, is going to start being a teenager, and that's a good time to probably start being home more. And then I thought the tour was changing. It's getting younger. Tiger Woods, he looked different than everybody else. I mean, he was just a physical golfer, and with his success, and I just thought the tour would look different. You know, it would become a bunch of athletes, and it was going to get younger and younger and younger, and that's kind of what happened. And so I kind of had a long-term plan that right around 40, 41, that would kind of be it for golf. And I've always liked investing. I've always liked that kind of game. I think I've had the mentality for it. So, you know, it sounds weird, but about 12 years ago, I started planning for this. And I'm a guy that thinks in 10, 15, 30-year increments, which is, I realize it's weird, but I'm weird.
What could anything have derailed this plan? I guess I'm thinking, Joe, if you'd have won two or three times each year, would the plan be different?
Yeah, you know, it probably would have. Admittedly, but it may have. And quite frankly, that plan has always been, even when I was 2006 or 2005, 2006, when I was having my best years, first time I played in the Masters, I still had that mentality that, you know what? I've only got five or six, you know, that's why I played 30, 32 events. I wanted to play a lot because I knew, I just felt like I wasn't going to be out there a long time. And turns out 15 years is a pretty long time, but it's just something I always wanted to challenge myself in a different way away from golf. I love the game. I played golf yesterday, second day of retirement from golf, and I'm playing golf. I mean, I love the game of golf. But I love everything about the game that doesn't necessarily have to do with professional golf. I love meeting people. I love talking to different people on the golf course and meeting new friends. And that's what the golf strength is, I think. I just happen to play professionally.
Well, but, you were one of the first golfers that I ever heard talk about utilizing, and maybe that's not a great word, but taking advantage of the pro-ams and the people that you met in pro-ams and having conversations with them, and in some cases striking up friendships and relationships.
Yeah, I think I'll never forget it. I'm playing the Porter Cup, which is a big, you know, back when I played, mm-hmm. I think it still was a pretty big amateur tournament. This would have been like 1994. And P.J. Boatwright, who was running the USGA, gave a speech, and he said, the best thing about golf is not the people you've met, but the people you will meet. Hmm. And I'll never forget that quote, because that summed up how I kind of felt about the game, even as an amateur. I always enjoyed playing with different people. I grew up, you know, when I started playing 10, 11, 12, I played with my dad's friends, and I was very comfortable playing with different people, doctors, lawyers, accountants, teachers, didn't matter. I just enjoyed meeting other people. And, you know, on the PGA Tour, you get to do that, and you get to do that in a new city every single week. And it might be a farmer one week. It might be a guy who, manufactures widgets one another week, and it might be a guy who's a real estate guy, then you're dealing with a lawyer, then you're dealing with a Wall Street guy, then you're dealing with a hedge fund manager, then you're dealing with, radio personality. But you're meeting so many different people that I soaked it up. I loved it. And you get to see all the different cities and all the different, so what's going on economically. It was just a fascinating life for me. Not only was it fascinating meeting people, but it was a fascinating life just to play professional golf as a living. I mean, that was pretty darn cool.
We are talking with Joe Ogilvie here on the Augusta Golf Show. All right, what are you going to miss most about the tour, and what are you going to miss least about the tour?
Well, I think, I was thinking about that the other day, and I'm not so sure that what I'm going to miss most right now will be the same answer as I'm going to say it and if I look back 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now. I don't necessarily know what that's going to be. But I will say this. Whenever I got into a town, in fact, I've already traveled once. Whenever I got into town on the PGA Tour going to a different city, I would get to know the volunteers, the people who in transportation. I mean, in New Orleans, we had the same transportation girls, Bobby and the two Anns. They ran transportation in New Orleans for my entire 15 years on the PGA Tour. I would get to know them, and I get to know the drivers. And whenever I checked into a new city, landed, I would see a familiar face. I'm going to miss that. Because now, when you go into a new city, you just, I like rental cars, but it's just not that familiar. You know, it's always nice when you it's like the Cheers syndrome. You go into a bar and everybody knows your name. That's kind of cool.
Go ahead. You'll miss least.
Well, I'll miss a little bit the same way. I won't miss the airports and the slugging the giant club glove that weighs 65 pounds around the airport. And I won't miss the delays, and I won't miss being on the road 200 days a year. I won't miss in the last couple of years I hadn't played as well, so my schedule was a little bit more kind of spur of the moment. I wasn't sure if I was going to be in a tournament or not. Mm-hmm. So, all of a sudden, hey, I got in. So I'm leaving Monday when I had plans on Tuesday night and things like that. So I'll miss that. I won't miss that part. I'll really enjoy, I'm from a small town in Ohio. I'll enjoy being in Austin, Texas more and getting more involved in the community. That's what we did in small towns. You got involved with the community. I'll enjoy that going forward.
You're 40, so would the Champions Tour be off the docket? Does that not fall into the plan?
Yeah, I don't think that falls into the plan. Okay. I mean, I think that, I admire those guys that do it. I mean, they're fantastic, and golf is a sport that you can keep on getting better and better and better. But, I'm honest with myself in a sense that if I've got 10 years of no competition, I don't think I'm going to go beat Tiger's 2 years behind me. I'm not going to beat Tiger Woods. I couldn't beat him when I was 40. I'm not going to be able to beat him when I'm 50. It doesn't really appeal to me as much. Right. Now, if I was a guy who won 5 or 6 majors, I'd probably do that.
All right, let me take it the other way. Would you think about getting your amateur status back?
That's another thing. I don't think that I played professional golf on the PGA Tour for 15 years. If I played maybe 2 years or 3 or 4 years or whatever, I might think about getting it back. But I'm not going to go play a U.S. mid-amateur because I don't know why I'm against it, but I just don't think that I should be able to go do that. I don't think I should play the U.S. senior amateur. Now, I want to go play, and I don't even think I'm going to go play until much later, like my club championship or things like that, but I will play a member guest, and I am going to establish a handicap because, I want to be a good member guest partner. I'm really going to try to get my handicap to at least a scratch. And hopefully, eventually, I'll be able to get a stroke every now and again. I don't have enough pride to not take strokes. If I'm not as good as someone, I'm going to take strokes from them. some pros never want to take strokes. I do.
I get the impression you're already thinking about moving forward, playing it forward.
I think that'd be good. I've played 7,400-yard golf courses at 13 on a stint meter. I'm looking forward to playing 7,000-yard golf courses with 10 on the stint meter. I think that's more fun to play golf. But I really enjoy, I'm a member of Austin Golf Club here in Austin, and I enjoy carrying my own bag and walking 18 holes. I mean, I just think that that's the ultimate form of golf. I really enjoy that. And it's a Crenshaw, it's a core Crenshaw course, and so that's
gotta be
more fun.
It's gotta be gorgeous.
It's just I love the game like that.
Before I let you go, you brought up the Masters here in Augusta, a couple of appearances, top 25 in your first one. Tell me about your Masters experiences.
Well, it was, you know, and someone asked me the other day, what's your best memory? I think the Masters may have been my best memory for not the reason you'd think. It was because I saw the joy in my parents that I got to the Masters. You know, it was like they were just so happy for me, and they were like, God, this is amazing. My son gets to play in the Masters. I mean, that was one of the coolest experiences, I think. And just seeing, my dad always said, there's no greater thing in a father's life than seeing their kids do well. And I think I'd flip that and say, you know, there's no greater thing in the son's life than have your parents be proud of you. And that was an incredibly great experience for me, because seeing it through their eyes. And also, the first time I crested the hill, I played the first practice round with Ben Crenshaw and Ray Floyd. And first time I crested that hill on 11, and I looked down on Amen Corner, it almost took my breath away. I mean, I walked through the clubhouse the first time, and on the left, there's a Bobby Jones portrait. And I caught myself. I was doing the sign of the cross. I mean, it's a religious experience at most. It was. I mean, the Masters is, there's a reason it's the greatest tournament in the world.
I can't thank you enough for doing this. And God, I wish you so much success. You sound like you're really at peace with this.
Yeah, I'm very content. And I think the best thing about it is I'm going to take all the friends that I met, and I won't see them as much, but I'm going to take all the friends I met through golf and they're still with me. You know, I'm going to see them. I may not see them as much, but they're still with me, and I'm excited about that. I had an unbelievable run, and I never thought I'd be there for 15 years, and I was. So it was. I'm very content.
Joe, thank you for taking the time to do this. Best of luck to you. Congratulations.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks so much for having me on.